This is actually going to be split between this and the rumor mill, because a lot of this, a lot of the stuff that is attached to this is very much speculative and it's very much rumor. Hello again, Nerdy Legion. I, as always, am Dustin, talking to you about Comic Talk headlines right here on Comic Talk Today on the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. And it's too early in the morning for me to be doing silly announcer voice. These are the news pieces for September 15th, 2020. Let's talk TV streaming to get the blood going. So TV streaming, we have one follow-up, and that is the Doom Patrol. And this actually is kind of multi-tiered in and of itself. The Doom Patrol, the surface level of this is the Doom Patrol has been renewed for a third season. Sweet! But the little bit deeper level of this is it was renewed on HBO Max. So this is pretty heavy on the implications that DC Universe is very much going the way of the dodo. DC Universe, you will be kind of missed because, you know, reading comic books for the cost of a regular subscription was awesome, but also your comic books were super limited and it wasn't consistent as to what was on there. So, rest in pieces. Next up is Pennyworth. And in Pennyworth, remember it's over on Epics and apparently people are watching it. In season two, we are going to kind of get a Bruce Wayne in season two. What do I mean by that? Well, it seems that Thomas and Martha are having a baby, and being as they only have the one kid in the main universe, it stands to reason that Bruce Wayne will kind of sort of be in season two of Pennyworth. That story again, Pennyworth got renewed for a second season. Who's watching this show? Apparently I am now, because it's going into a second season. So that means it must be slightly decent. So I'm going to have to plow through the first season of Pennyworth. Okay. And then our only other piece of news has to do with Stargate. There is apparently, and the reason I didn't put this down in rumors is because it comes directly from the producers. But there is a new series of the Stargate universe being developed by original series writer and producer Joseph Malozzi, as well as original series producer Brad Wright. So between the two of them, it sounds like somebody's going to end up making a Stargate, fourth series. Who knows what it's going to be, if it's going to tie anything else into it. Maybe Jason Momoa might stick around. No, I'm totally just throwing that out there. There's no basis behind that. But that is everything we have for TV streaming, nerds. And so we're going to be moving on to movies. I'm sorry. It's still early in the morning. Again, I had to record this in order to stay on schedule very early in the morning. So movies, and we have follow-ups, one follow-up in movies, and that is Wonder Woman 84. The rumor has been confirmed. It did get pushed back. But this is the only one so far that has been pushed back. Dune is still on track for December 18th. Everything else, I believe, is still in the place that it was. Warner Brothers has just pushed back from October 2nd until December 25th. That's right, Christmas Day is when Wonder Woman is now set to be released. And that's very likely due to Tenet. We've already discussed why that is. But then we are moving into the actual news portions. We have Thor, Love, and Thunder in the news. And this is really just should have probably gone in the tech portion of the episode. But it has to do with Thor, and it actually technically has to do with more with Disney than with Thor, because we just learned from Slash Film that they are building the same kind of sets that they had for The Mandalorian Season 1, but this time they're going to be larger and higher definition, which means even more convincing backgrounds for Thor, Love, and Thunder. Again, Industrial Light and Magic, those guys are legitimately magic, so I'm very excited excited to see what they have to offer for this. And then our big piece for movies, our big piece for the episode is Ant-Man 3. So we just got word, and this is actually going to be split between this and the rumor mill, because a lot of this, a lot of the stuff that is attached to this is very much speculative and is very much rumor. But the hard facts for Ant-Man 3 is that the villain has been cast. Now, even going that far is a little bit speculative, but a villain, I guess, is probably more appropriate. A villain for the movie has been cast. The actor who has been cast is Jonathan Majors. He's currently doing a number of things, not the least of which being Lovecraft Country. But he has been cast as a villain in the MCU, and it is going to be reportedly is going to be in Ant-Man 3 that he makes his debut, but he is going to be a villain in Phase 4 for the MCU. Those are the only hard facts. Everything else is speculative, and we're going to cover that in the rumor mill, but that is what we have in movies, nerds. Now, into the rumor mill. I know, it's still too early for voices. I apologize. So, first up in rumor mill, we are talking about, I'm not going to bury the lead with this one, Ant-Man 3. So, the casting decision that we were talking about, what is his name? Jonathan Majors. Jonathan Majors has been rumored to have been cast as Kang the Conqueror. The official announcement has not come out, but we do have basically all industry insiders going, yeah, he's Kang the Conqueror. He's Kang the Conqueror. Yeah. He's totally Kang the Conqueror. So we're going to get into the likelihood percentage, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about this. But likelihood that he's Kang the Conqueror, because of the plethora of sources that are saying it, I'm saying 75%. There is still a little wiggle room for them to get out of this, but very likely he's Kang the Conqueror. So the implications, a lot of people have been saying, well, doesn't that mean that they're going to have to change the Fantastic Four? I agree with the guys over at the Den of Nerds, and no, not necessarily, because Kang the Conqueror, even if the actor is black, and even if the character is related to the Fantastic Four, because they say they share the last name of Richards, he's from over 1,000 years in the future, and a lot can happen genetically speaking in 1,000 years. So no, they don't have to recast or change the race. That's what I'm looking for. They don't have to change the race of the Fantastic Four just because Kang the Conqueror is played by a black man. 1,000 years is a long time to change the ethnicity of your heritage. So yeah, that's what we've got on that one. Next, we're talking about Joker 2. And this one kind of is breaking my heart if it is true. And we're going to get into that. So first, we have one rumor. And I knew these were going to start. We've kind of been keeping tabs on them, but they're reaching a fever pitch. They're not quite there yet, but they're reaching it. So we have a new rumor saying that Joaquin Phoenix has been offered $50 million to do a follow-up to his Joker movie. And Todd Phillips also is rumored to be on board to some degree. So that is the first rumor. The second rumor takes it a step further. Not only is he being offered that for one movie, but he's being offered that for two sequel movies. And it's a whole lot of conflicting information coming from the mouth of the actor and the mouth of the writer. Even the writer's getting pulled into this, because the writer has said, yeah, we've talked about a sequel, but it's not going to happen. It's just a fun thing to talk about. But now there's a lot of places saying that they're actually going to be working a trilogy out between Phillips and Joaquin. I don't know, man. Money talks. So, likelihood that they're offering Joaquin Phoenix an exorbitant amount of money to do a sequel to The Joker, which he and director Todd Phillips said would never happen. Yeah, I 100% believe that. So, likelihood that that's happening, we're going to just say 100%, because you don't make the highest grossing R-rated movie ever without them wanting to make a sequel, without the studios stepping in and wanting to make a sequel. So the first rumor, 100%, absolutely is very, very probably true. The second rumor that they're going to make this a trilogy and Joaquin has actually signed on, it makes me feel gross to say it this way, but I think that's a 50% chance that that's actually happening. I think it's just as likely to happen at this point as to not happen. So again, money talks, and that's a lot of money. That'll be the highest paycheck Joaquin has ever received for a movie. So yeah, I think there is equal chance that it will happen that it won't happen. So that's what we have on that one. Next, we're talking about The Batman, not necessarily the movie, not the movie at all, actually, the Arrowverse version of Batman. The CW is reportedly pressuring very, very hard, pressuring Warner Brothers to let them do a Batman series in the Arrowverse on their channel. That's as far as the rumor goes. I don't doubt this one really at all either. I'm putting this one up at about 70% likelihood that this is happening. It's Batman. He's one of the most recognizable superheroes in the world. Why wouldn't they be doing this? But there is a possibility they're not. I really think they are. And then our next piece of rumor is Samuel L. Jackson is reportedly going to be coming back for a Mace Windu prequel movie. That rumor again, they're working on a Mace Windu prequel movie. So this is kind of, again, two-tiered. Samuel L. Jackson, we'll do the Mace movie first. So Mace prequel movie, I believe, yes, this is probable. So we're putting about a 60% likelihood that they're working on a Mace Windu prequel movie, because that is kind of Disney's new MO, right? They got to give the fans what the fans want. Mace Windu would be ripe for a prequel movie. Sure, that makes sense. So 60% there. But as far as Samuel L. Jackson coming back, if this movie is going to be happening, then Samuel L. Jackson has to come back in some form. It could be an old Mace recounting past that is then played by a different young actor, or it could be a digitally de-aged Samuel L. Jackson. Either way, I think if this movie is going to happen, we have about a 70% chance that Samuel L. Jackson will come back. He's Samuel L. Jackson. He does every movie that's given to him, doesn't he? So, I mean, that's the old Family Guy joke. That's what we have on that one. Next, we're moving over to an MCU rumor. Another MCU rumor. A different MCU rumor? Whatever. Emma Frost is reportedly going to be making an appearance in the MCU in the near future, and that appearance is going to be played by Lady Gaga if Disney has their way. This one's rough. This one's a little difficult to say on multiple levels, because Lady Gaga she did just put out a record not too long ago, so she presumably is still kind of doing some sort of tour promotion stuff once COVID is no more. So it's hard to gauge this one, because she is also want to do acting things. So I really feel like we're about 50-50 on this one too. I know I'm really riding the fence on a lot of these for this episode, and I apologize, but about 50-50 that Lady Gaga will be Emma Frost in the MCU. Next is Star Trek. This one, I'm not riding the fence on. Star Trek apparently is not only trying to make new movies, which we've kind of seen that go to the wayside in favor of their TV series, but according to this rumor, they are looking to do yet more movies. There are two movies that are in development hell, so it could be either of those. But the rumor says for one of those projects or some other unannounced project, we could be seeing Will Smith cast in a major role. As awesome as this sounds, I really don't think this is going to be the way of things. We're 25% likelihood that this is actually a thing. And then our final piece of rumor news also is going to be an easy one for me to shoot down. That is Xbox Live. We have a new slew of rumors saying that For the Series X, Microsoft is going to eliminate Xbox Live Gold and is going to go free to play. That means they're going to have to shift their money-making scheme over to the game streaming. I can't remember what it's called. The game streaming option that they have. I have an Xbox. I can't remember what that's called. Anyway, the rumor it has been shot down already, and now we have a new slew of rumors that is getting a little bit more specific, because before it was just saying all Xbox Live Gold is going to be phased out. Now it's saying specifically Xbox Live Gold on Series X and Series S is going to be phased out. No, absolutely not. There is maybe a little bit of room. We're going to say maybe 15% likelihood that this is actually going to be a thing. But because we've heard quite the contrary from Microsoft, I highly, highly doubt it. But that is all the rumors for this episode, guys. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see all of the podcasts we offer on the subject, and then, you know, pick and choose which ones you want to subscribe to. Or if you want the full news show, you want to join me a little bit more in-depth in the nerd news, or just want to see all of the generally nerdy things that I do, you can join me on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you very much for joining me, nerds, and we'll see you next time.